To New South Wales first, where there is an explosive political situation for the state Labor Party, just months out from an election, and an ABC journalist caught up in a seemingly impossible situation for speaking up about sexual harassment allegations, but only reluctantly. The state Labor leader, Luke Foley, is the subject of the claims, which he says are false. He has resigned and gone to the back bench, but he says he's taking legal advice on defamation. It comes after his accuser, who had kept her silence for months, today issued a statement. She's ABC reporter Ashley Raper. Her claim is that Mr. Foley inappropriately touched her at a Christmas event at a bar in Sydney in December 2016. This was Mr. Foley's full statement to the media late today.
The first thing I'd like to say is that the allegations against me today, made public by the ABC, are false. I've retained solicitors and senior counsel to advise on the immediate commencement of defamation proceedings in the Federal Court of Australia. However, I can't fight to clear my name and fight an election at the same time. It's just not possible to do both. Therefore, I'm resigning the leadership of the Labor Party effective today. This will enable a new leader to give his or her full attention to the task of defeating the Liberal National Government. I'll be remaining as the member for Auburn and returning to the backbench. Thank you.
Luke Foley stepping down from the New South Wales Labor leadership late today. Our state political reporter Sarah Gerethy has been watching events and is with me now. Sarah, why has this come to a head now after some months of this allegation circulating?
Well, look, Linda, this allegation was first alluded to in a report back in May in the Australian newspaper, but in very vague detail. And then really it exploded into the headlines about 3 weeks ago when the Corrections Minister, David Elliott, got up in Parliament and used parliamentary privilege to make reference to this. And what he said was that he had never had a little bit too much to drink and harassed an ABC reporter at a party. So after that, obviously this became a serious issue for Luke Foley. He was repeatedly asked about it at press conferences. He denied the allegations and he said there had been no complaint made. And then we saw the Liberal Senator Erica Betts use this information in Senate estimates and put a series of questions to the ABC about this particular situation. So obviously, as Ashley Raper says in her statement, she found herself in a position that she never wanted to be in and making a statement that she never intended to make, but she said that she thought the time had come for her voice to be heard because of the escalation of the public debate, including in state and federal parliament, despite her expressed wish to neither comment nor complain, and the likelihood of ongoing media and political interest. There were also two phone conversations with the leader of the former leader, I should say now, of the opposition, Luke Foley, which she made reference to, where he had apparently called her on the weekend and discussed the issue.
What is Mr. Foley alleged to have done?
So in the statement, Ashley Raper says that after a Christmas party in 2016 at a Martin Place bar, Luke Foley approached a group of people, including her, to say goodnight. She says he stood next to her and she says he put his hand through a gap in the back of my dress and inside my underpants. He rested his hand on my buttocks and I completely froze. She also says that this was witnessed by Sean Nichols, who was then the state political editor in the Sydney Morning Herald, and he now works for the ABC, and that she... after Mr. Foley left the bar, she and Sean had discussed what happened and she, despite being shaken, decided not to take any action and asked Sean Nichols to keep the events in the strictest confidence. So that is the allegation. And as I mentioned, she also says that over the weekend, Luke Foley called her. He said he was sorry and full of remorse for his behaviour towards her and that he'd wanted to talk about it on to her on many occasions because while he was drunk and couldn't remember all the details of the night, she says, he said he knew he did something to offend her and that he had apologised. He initially said to her that he would resign from the Labor Party on Monday or Wednesday of this week, and then on Tuesday he called her again and said that he'd had legal advice not to resign as opposition leader.
Now, Mr. Foley has issued repeated denials of the claims before this statement today and, of course, again today, including when it was brought up in state parliament by a member of the government. But what's Labor's response to this been today? You've been taking calls and fielding conversations. What's the feeling in the party?
Look, I think the feeling in the party is that they feel shocked and appalled. I've had a lot of MPs say they feel betrayed because, you know, Luke Foley categorically denied to them that there was nothing to these allegations. And so, you know, to see this statement for them is quite shocking. Having said that, they are also saying that up until this statement came out, their hands were tied. There were some people, you know, even in the last couple of weeks who were saying to the ABC and to other journalists, we can't do anything with something that has just been said in Parliament and doesn't have a complainant coming forward, doesn't have anyone, you know, actually to back up an allegation. And so they felt that their hands were tied. And interestingly, I've been speaking to a number of MPs today, particularly women in the party, who feel very upset reading this statement. But what they are saying is they still don't think they could have acted until this point because it's a dangerous precedent to set. Anybody can stand up in Parliament and say anything they like about another politician under privilege. It may or may not be true. And so, you know, until they read this statement today, they felt that they couldn't do anything. But certainly once the statement came out, there was a huge amount of pressure on Luke Foley to resign. And before he got up and gave this resignation at 5:30, you know, there had been at least one MP publicly say that that she would call a spill against him tomorrow if he didn't go by the end of today, and many other MPs who told me the same thing on the phone today.
And, of course, an election coming in March. State political reporter Sarah Gerethy, thank you very much. And the ABC says on this matter that it stands by its statement today and it stands by Ashley Raper, and it has no further comment on that issue.